要进入十二月份的圣诞季节。
Okay, so last time I was here, was because in our house we had some big bug problems. But I was only here for a short while. Then in November I went back to Taiwan, and you know, November when it's through, you know, it comes to you know the Christmas season.
Yeah. 那在台中教会，我们在台中的锡安堂教会。
And in our church in Taichung.
Zion Church.
The Zion Church in Taichung.
圣诞节是有庆祝的活动。
So we have some activities for Christmas to celebrate it.
除了对外报佳音。
Besides.
去医院报佳音。
Besides going.
去一个人家报佳音。
Besides going to the hospital to see families.
那在教会里边有庆祝会。
But we also have celebrations in the church.
那会后有借着那个抽签，然后来得到弟兄姊妹互相赠送的礼物，摸彩。
So after the fellowship, we actually people you know, drew names to kind of to have like to figure out who to gift.
Yeah. Like, 那所以每一个人都要捐。一份礼物，至少一份礼物，哈，那这样大家都可以，然后就拿出去，然后就编号，然后你再抽签，这样子来拿到那个礼物，哈。
So this is kind of like a white elephant celebration where people you know pick numbers and try to give people different gifts.
那一般情形，这个是大家很兴奋的一个最后的一个结尾，哈。
And normally this is something where everyone is, you know, really, really happy.
我这个人向来太严肃。
You know, for me, I'm someone who is rather serious.
所以为了这一份我个人需要捐出去的礼物，我就不知道要送什么礼物。
So for this activity, you know, I thought really hard not knowing what gift to give.
不知道要一直搞不定送什么才合适。好。
I couldn't settle on, you know, what was the best to give.
而且才能够附加一点点那种真实带给人祝福的这个意义。我都想的很多这样哈。
You know, I was thinking really, you know, far and thinking, you know, what could I give that would actually bring someone blessings to their lives.
那我没有办法改变我这种倾向。所以我就仰望主哈。
But I couldn't really, you know, get out of this, so I just, you know, sought the Lord.
我们的干事周报上常写说，请弟兄姊妹快点把礼物让来，我们好办。那我这个他最亲密的同工就迟迟都给不出来。
So on our the secretary told people to.
Quickly.
To give these, to send over these gifts.
那终于神很不务实的，及时的让我想到送什么礼物了。
But God did, you know, reveal to me what I should give.
也很符合我心里对弟兄姊妹的祝福哈。
And it also satisfied the desire I had in my heart to.Bring about blessings to our brothers and sisters.
就是一个挂在那个车子上面的出入平安的中国结，这大家都需要，对不对？很实际。
So I found one of these, I guess these tags that you can put in your car. It basically says to have safe travels.
出入平安哈，还有一本书是那种提醒人家神乐意向人显现的属灵书籍。
So I also gave a book as part of a series that's all about God's willingness to reveal Himself to His people.
我不知道谁得到这份礼物。
So I don't know who received these gifts.
愿神大大祝福他哈。
But may God bless them greatly.
那另外呢， 平常台中喜安堂被看为是一个很有爱心的教会。
So the other thing is that, you know, many people, you know, see, you know, our church in Taichung as a church that is full of love.
Yeah, 因为他们的牧者大卫牧师很有爱心。
Because Pastor David, you know, has a lot of love for the people.
而且也鼓励弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
He encourages others to love one another.
这都是圣经的真理，对不对？
These are biblical truths, right?
他实际的这样活。
And he's also lived it out himself.
所以带动整个教会就是这个样子。
So it caused the rest of the church to also.
然后他也因为各种人的背景都不一样啊，所以他也鼓励弟兄姊妹要有生发仁爱的信心，为别人。要有从神来的爱，然后为那个人相信。
But because you know everyone comes from different backgrounds, Pastor David he also encourages the brothers and sisters to really have a love that comes from God and to also believe in one another.
所以真实的信心跟爱心是我们健康灵命应该具备基本的两个要素。
So to have, you know, this healthy love and faith is important for a healthy spiritual life.
这个悟性上弟兄姊妹都知道。
So, you know, things that are...
Understanding. We understand.
Things that we can understand.
It's essential, you know, yeah.
That's important.
Yeah. 那可是当我跟他们相处在一起的时候我觉得好像需要鼓励他们，要更加强跟主之间一个更多的交通。
The more when I spent time with them, I felt like the one thing they also really needed to do was to spend more time in communion with God.
把机会让给神，来向让神的爱可以临到他们。
To give the opportunities for God's love to come to them.
记不记得上一次我回十月二十四号回来的时候，我说我这次圣诞节可能要让他们唱了一首歌哈，记不记得？生命的河，喜乐的河，我们来唱好不好？哈，生命的河，喜乐的河，缓缓流进我的心窝。生命的河，喜乐的河，缓缓流进我的心窝。我要唱那一首歌，唱一首天上的歌。头上的乌云，心里的忧伤。全都洒落。我想这个不用翻译，我们大家都很熟哈。那我这一次回台湾服事，我就是非常非常深的心灵被神碰触，就是说，鼓励弟兄姊妹要进入这个实质。
So this time when I went back to Taiwan, you know, serving there at the church, I really felt deeply that God was telling me to encourage them to be able to experience the reality of this.
对，那所以这个圣诞节的短讲里面呢，我就从圣诞老公公送礼物讲到这个耶稣基督的爱哈。
So, you know, for Christmas, the sermon on Christmas, you know, I shared about, you know, first just talking about the holiday itself and, you know, Santa, but then really focusing on, you know, the love of Jesus.
因为耶稣基督已经来了。
Because Jesus has already come.
所以我们应该可以实在的享受到耶稣所带给我们的各样的身外的祝福，或者是我们内在生命的祝福。
Because he has come, we can experience the outwardly blessings, but also the blessings that that affect us from within our spiritual lives.
我鼓励他们跟神求告，要来经验这个生命的流，要流进我们的里面。
So I also prayed and encouraged them that they would be able to experience this river of life that can flow within them.
在哥罗西书第二章，我们看一下哈，哥罗西书第二章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2.
我们先看十七节。
And let's look first at verse 17.
十七节的后半部。
The second half of verse 17.
那讲说形体是基督。The reality comes from Christ.
Yeah.
好，那个实质是从耶稣基督来的。我们再看第二章的第九第九节跟第十节，在看第九、第十节之前，我们看第八节哈，我们从第八节读到第十一节的前半部哈。好，我们一起读：你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。因为神本性一切的丰盛，都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。他是各样执政掌权者的元首，你们在他里面，我们把十一节也读完，也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
So let's read verses 8 to 11. 11. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised, in putting off the sinful nature, not with the circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ.
他第八节，保罗特别讲第八节，就是要强调后面的，救恩就是要我们得着这个实质，好，所以要照着基督，我们就可以得着这个实质，好。那第八节他讲到说，你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学跟虚空的妄言。这个世界上充满很多的说法，很多的什么生命成长啊。真的在台湾，我看到有人说参加一个 session 的生命成长课程就几万块，很多人都去参加，因为他想要生命成长。那就花了好几万块去上一些课，可是老自己没有除掉，你生命怎么成长？你的罪没有除去，你生命怎么成长？这个都是虚空的，钱花了，我们的用心很好，可是不能真正得到救恩。好，所以保罗就说，真正的救恩就是借着耶稣基督，好，借着耶稣基督。所以他第九节就说，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。 Sorry, I talk too much. 我
okay,
忘掉了。
I'll do my best here. Okay, so basically Paul is emphasizing the point that he wants the people reading this to experience the reality of Christ, which can only be found in Christ. That's why he makes a point here in verse 8, you know, about, you know, not to be deceived by the philosophies of this world, because, you know, even, you know, in this world, there's a lot of people who, you know, give out, you know, lessons or events to try to help people to, you know, develop as people or to grow, you know, to motivate people, you know, and some people in Taiwan, they go to these events where they pay, you know, 10,000, you know, dollars, lots of money to go to these events to learn how to, you know, become better people. But, you know, you can't become a better person through those lessons. You have to have a life change, and your sin has to be dealt with. And so that's why we can only, you know, find it in Christ. We can only be changed in Christ.
第九节这边说，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And in verse 9 it says that in Christ all the fullness of deity lives in bodily form.
所有的美好，有形无形的一切的美好的祝福，都是从那一位众光之父那里来的。
So every blessing, you know, every good thing that comes from God, whether it's material or immaterial, it comes from the Father.
那我们怎么可以得着？就是借着我们跟耶稣建立了关系，然后跟随他，我们就可以得着。
And so how can we receive this? We can receive this when we follow Jesus.
他这边讲有形有体，我的感受就是，是这些祝福是。甚至是可以触摸的，可以感受的。
And when it says that, you know, that these blessings, this fullness is in bodily form, I feel that it means that, it's something that we can actually experience.
可以 sense.
Something we can sense.
好，像我为我们家那条狗的祷告，其中加一句，你不仅要给它 good health, 你要给它 good spirit.我不知道狗有没有 spirit, 但是我这样祷告，还加一句 good sense of your presence, 他才不会孤单呐、啊，不然一天到晚都在那个狗笼里，没有人陪他，他会很孤单。
So for the dog we have at our house, you know, I pray, you know, for the dog to, you know, to have good health, but to also have a good spirit. Now I don't know if dogs have spirits, but I pray that.You know, that he could, and that also he could feel the presence of God, so that he wouldn't have to feel alone.
还有你看十一节，他说你们在他里面能够被行割礼，里面会被洁净。我们要圣洁，就只有神来给我们行割礼，我们才可以真正的圣洁。
And so in verse 11 it talks about this.Special circumcision that's done by God, which is the only way that can make us sanctified and holy before Him.
那怎么样能够在基督里？
And so how can we be in Christ?
关键就是在基督里就可以经验这一切，对不对？
You know, we know the key is that if we're in Christ, then we can experience all of this.
那经验这个，圣经告诉我们，我们如果遵神的听神的话，遵神的命令，就会住在基督里。
And we know in the Bible says that we'll dwell in Christ when we listen to His words and we obey His words.
刚刚文琪给我们的一个例子，
so,
当他愿意顺服的时候，他就经验到了。
So just like Sister when she shared her testimony, you know, when she was willing to obey.Then she was able to experience God.
所以我这一次回台湾去，一直跟弟兄姊妹强调，要经历这个实质。
So this time when I went back to Taiwan, I kept on emphasizing to the brothers and sisters to experience this reality.
那要经历这个实质，你就必须要除去拦阻。
But if you want to experience this, you have to get rid of the obstacles.
所以圣诞节给我们非常清楚，耶稣从天上来。圣诞节他的名字，耶稣有很多名字，就标出两个名字，一个是耶稣，一个是以马内利。
So you know, Christmas, you know, this holiday is it gives us a clear reminder. We know that Jesus, you know.He has two main names, right? It's Jesus and then also Emmanuel.
先是耶稣，他要把他的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So Jesus, we know the name means that he will save his people from
他从天上来，就是要来替我们死，来除掉我们跟神之间的拦阻。
When he came down to earth, you know, his mission was to die for our sins and to remove the barriers between us and God.
那目的就是要以马内利。
And the goal is to be Emmanuel.
他就可以跟我们同在。
So that he can dwell with us.
那这个不是指一次决志就结束的。
And this is not just a one-time deal.
因为我们这个人堕落蛮深的。 如果我们越来越被神光照。 认识我们自己，我们发现我们这个人，哇，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处。
So you know, we are truly fallen, and if we allow God's light to shine upon us, we will realize how fallen we are, and we'll realize that it is true the heart of man is more deceptive than anything in this world.
我这次回来才跟一个姊妹说，我好多年前刚追求，我就觉得我不谦卑。
You know, I was talking to a sister and saying, you know, even early on when I first came to Christ, I realized that I was not humble.
经过这30多年，我们这个团体常常说，人生两件事，一辈子要学的，一个就是谦卑，一个就是圣洁。So
even after these 30 years, you know, one thing that people often say that we have to learn through the course of our lives. There's two things. One is humility, and the second is holiness.
这个脑袋都知道，脑袋很清楚。
So you know, in our minds, you know, it's very clear. We know this.
可是，一直到最近，就是这一两个礼拜，我更觉得啊，我怎么这么不谦卑？
But even up to now, even in these last 2 weeks, I have this feeling that you know. Wow, I'm truly not humble enough.
我跟大卫牧师说出我的感受，他非常有同感。
You know, and I spoke, I told my husband about how I felt, and you know, he felt the same.
不只是说我，也说到他自己。我们都很有同感。
And it's not just you know, speaking of myself, but it's also for him. Both of us felt the same.
所以你不会讶异那个。 那个 Terstegen 那个德国的圣徒，他那么爱耶稣，爱到舍不得把他那一份爱拨给他的太太，所以他不结婚，他就要全心来爱耶稣，这样的一个圣徒。
Just like
Terstegen, a saint,
the saint,
a German saint,
this German saint named Terstegen.
Yeah.
He loved God so much that to the point that he decided not to marry anyone.
Yeah. 然后他讲一句话，别人都知道这是一个圣徒，他的服事都叫人受感动来爱耶稣。可是他讲第四节，他讲说，救恩救治最深的堕落。
So even for such a man like him, you know, that when people even know that he's a saint and that people even, you know, were greatly influenced by him, even in his songs he wrote that he asked God to save him from the deepest depths.
那你看一个人活在神的爱里，神就是爱，神就是光。 他整个人就是好像就是暴露无遗，所以他更爱耶稣。我们现在是以前是羡慕耶稣，现在是必须要有耶稣，不然活不下去，前进不了。So
you know, so for somebody who is living in Christ, you know, which is like living in the light, you know, that's God makes these revelations to them, but it also allows them to love God even more. And for us, you know, it's like we were once admirers of Jesus, but now we realize that, you know, we have to love Jesus to be able to continue.
Yeah. 所以我差不多用各种方式啊，周报啊、讲道啊、分享啊，用各种方式，就是要让他们知道，耶稣已经来了，十字已经来了，我们不要辜负耶稣的爱。 如果我们没有实际的享受到这个，那我们太辜负耶稣的爱啊。
So I use many ways and methods, you know, through sermon, through sharing, you know, to encourage brothers and sisters, to remind them to experience this reality, to experience God's love, because if we haven't yet, then we're missing out.
那所以只要我们除去这个拦阻，神就一定进来。
But if we're willing to get rid of the barriers and the obstacles, then God is able to come into us.
那我想，我们大部分人都不是什么大坏蛋，台中跟这里的人，我们大部分都不是什么太恶言恶行的人，对不对？
And now I think, you know, most of us, you know, here, we can say that we're not like, we could probably say we're not really bad people.
我们只不过是 ordinary sinners, 很普通的罪人。
We might say that we're just ordinary sinners.
可是我们的生命中仍然有拦阻神来祝福我们的那个点。
But in each of our lives, we have things that prevent God from blessing us.
那是什么？
And so what is it?
我想到在我们的生活中的各种情形，当我们面对生活中的各种情形，我们往往会有一种习惯性的回应。你是不是这样？碰到一个情形，我就会，我想，我希望，我要，对不对？这个是我们很容易的这个反应。
But you know, if we think about our lives and the different circumstances that we encounter, oftentimes we have certain habits. We might start thinking, you know, I want this. You know, things should be this way.
因为我们让自己做主惯了。
It's because we've allowed ourselves to become the masters over our lives.
我记得我19岁接受主，那个时候在大学里。
So when I first accepted Christ, it was when I was 19, when I was in college.
我好羡慕那些从小就信耶稣的。
And I really admired those who, you know, knew Christ, who believed Jesus when they were really young.
他们好羡慕我这个到大学才信主的。
And they were envious in some ways that I came to Christ when I was in college.
他们羡慕我是为什么？他说他们从小信耶稣，然后就这样就信了。现在到大学就思想的冲撞，他们要面对这个思想的冲撞哈。
For them, you know, they grew up in the church. You know, they believed Jesus, but when they got to college, they had to, you know, deal with the conflicts and the different ways of thinking.
不像我是到了大学自己搞清楚了才来信主，就没有那些冲撞哦。
So they had to struggle through those differences. But for me, you know, I've already experienced all of that, and I've come to a point where I understood what is the truth. So I didn't have that struggle.
那我羡慕他们什么？
But you know, what was I envious of?
我说我这么晚才信耶稣，我的很多的那种天然人的一些不合神的那种习惯已经都定型了，好难改哦。
And you know, I felt that way because I've lived so many years, and I've already, you know, in some ways, many of my behaviors and my behaviors have already been, you know, kind of set in stone. It's hard to change.
Yeah. 那但是后来我知道，凡事谢恩，神的时候就是最好的。
But I feel like, you know, regardless, you know, to give thanks to God, because God's timing is the best.
只要我们信靠顺服他，神都有办法改变我们。
As long as we believe and we follow him, we obey him, then God can change us.
那记不记得我们还没有信主的时候，我们跟一般世人是没有两样的。
Do you remember when before we came believed in Christ, we were not any different from the rest of the world?
我最近看台湾的一些政治人物， 他们都去庙里拜拜。
When I was in Taiwan, was watching, and seeing how the politicians in Taiwan, they go to the Buddhist temples.
他们有一些个性是有一些倾向是蒙神悦纳的。
And in some cases, sometimes the things that they do are pleasing to God.
可是他们是拜偶像的。
But they worship idols.
有基督徒就说啊，可是他拜偶像。他虽然很诚实，好像很诚实正直，可是他拜偶像。
So some Christians say, "Oh, this person seems honest, and good, but they worship idols."
我说，我们以前不是也是没信主，也是这样吗？
And I responded by saying, wasn't that just like us before we came to Christ?
好像神造我们罪人。有某一些优点，有某一些缺点，虽然都是天然人。
When God created us, we have this human nature, and we have some good things, but we also have some bad traits.
但是神要把我们带到他那里，来改变我们。
But God is leading us to Him to change us.
所以我要为他们相信。
So I need to.Have faith for them.
我们来看一下以弗所书第二章，保罗他怎么讲？我们以前还没有刚刚志刚祷告就祷告出来了。我们来看一下以弗所书第二章哈。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
第一到第四节，第一到第三节。
From verse 1 to 3.
我们一起来读好吗
？Let us read it together.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。他叫你们活过来，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
那这个地方的第二节哈，他说，现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵，那个邪点点点是原文没有，就是在悖逆之子心中运行的灵。
So in particular here in verse 2, it talks about how we used to follow the ways of this world and the ruler and that's.In that spirit of this world,
我们原来都是握在那恶者手下。我们跟世人一样，还没有信主的时候，我们握在那 evil one 那个恶者的手下，那顺服在他的灵的运行的里面。
So before we all came to Christ, we were under, the power, this authority of this evil spirit, the evil one.
所以我们跟神是为敌的，所以称作是悖逆之子。
So we were, enemies of God, and that's why, we were called the disobedient.
那第四节就讲到，因着神的怜悯，我们得救了。
But it's in verse 4, it's because of God's great love, His mercy, that we're saved.
那这个得救呢，是一个很大的一个转变。
And this salvation is a very significant turning point.
但是，就像约书亚。率领以色列百姓先在耶利哥大得胜进入迦南地耶利哥大得胜还有很多的城市需要继续去得来归为主、
And just like Joshua in the Old Testament when he led the Israelites into Canaan and at first they defeated Jericho it was such a great victory but there were still so many other cities they had to conquer
所以有些时候呢我们在还不是很完全的了解之下，仍然有一些余毒在我们的里面，那个悖逆仍然在我们的里面。
So, you know, before we even understand ourselves completely, a lot of times we still have this rebelliousness within us.
有时候即使我们明白生命的事，可是如果不警醒，如果不是警醒的靠着圣灵来制止肉体，有些时候我们还是会仍然会失败。
And so even though a lot of times we know, you know, the truth, we know the word, but if we're not alert and sober-minded, and if we're only relying on our flesh and not relying on God, then it's easy for us to fail.
这种情形就是我们，因为我们以前没有神，我们就是自己做主人，所以这个自己很强。
And this condition is because before we came to Christ, you know, we were our own masters. And so we have this really strong sense of self.
我们的自我意识很根深蒂固。第一个反应就是我怎样，我怎样，我怎样。
So, you know, we are very, you know, focused on ourselves, our own self-will. You know, what I want, what, you know, I desire.
更甚于消逝在主耶稣基督里的忘我，你们了解我的意思？就说我们 stress， 我们强调我，更甚于神。
So oftentimes we emphasize ourselves over God。
所以我们的自我意识，那个 concept， 那个 consciousness of ourself，
yeah， so our self will
stronger than，
yeah， our self will is stronger than our desire to do God's will。
我们的得救是我们消失在主里的，忘掉自己，而神来成为我们生命的主导，那个才是真正的得救。
But our salvation is about losing ourselves, denying ourselves, and allowing God to be the master.And that is the true salvation.
举一个例子，约伯是神所称赞的亲爱的仆人，对不对？
For example, let's think about Job. He was a man that God, you know, praised him for being a righteous man.
神非常称赞他，对不对？
And God, you know, praised him in so many ways.
信任他经得起仇敌的考验，对不对？
But he also allowed him to, you know, because of that, it led to the devil, you know, testing Job.
我们来看约伯记二十九章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 29.
二十九章只有二十五节。
Verse 25.
我们没有时间数哈，你们回去数数看，以中文圣经的翻译，单单这个我，二十五节就有四十二个我，我，我，我，我。
So we're not going to count here. You can go back and read this and count it for yourself. But just in this chapter, count how many times the word I is mentioned.
42.
It's mentioned 42 times in this chapter.
有时候你会不会觉得我们祷告的时候，或者我们亲近主的时候，好像常常就是我，我，我，我的想法，也许我的想法是很高超的，还是我，对不对？好像很难，就是神在主导我们这个人的心思意念。
So think about how many when we come and pray to God, how many times we just talk about us, myself, I. You know, even if we think that, you know, our thoughts or our prayers are, you know, so high and lofty, oftentimes it's still all about us. Sometimes we make it really hard for God to lead us in our thinking and our prayers.
神让约伯经过那么厉害的那个试验哦。
So you know, God allowed Job to experience such an intense testing trial.
到后来，他说我在炉灰中懊悔，哈。以前我风闻有你，现在亲眼见你。四十二章的第五节。
That's why, you know, at the end, you know, after God responded to Job, you know, this is what Job said in verse 42. I mean, chapter 42. And he says in verse 5, he says that my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
第六节，因此我厌恶自己。在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
And he said in verse 6, therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
差不多，我想应该是百分之百的哈。我说的比较保守，就是差不多所有真正进入主的同在那么丰满的人里面，他们都有一个过程，他们就是弃绝自己，厌恶自己，弃绝自己。
And so, you know, I'd say that, you know, people who have really, really come to, know God really well, or to have His presence, to have the fullness of His presence, they've all experienced the point where they've had to, you know, despise themselves.
Yeah, and abandon them.
And to abandon themselves.
那这个雅各，圣经是圣灵启示写的。雅各他这样讲，雅各书第五章十一节这样讲。他说：“你们听，那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。”
And so we can turn to James chapter 5 verse 11, where James writes, "As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen that the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy."
感谢主。
So praise the Lord.
这种情形会让我想到以赛亚书十四章十四节。
So these kind of circumstances remind me of Isaiah. Remind me of Isaiah chapter 49, verse 44.
就是那恶者的灵。
So what does this chapter talk about? Wait,
49
verse.
14 章14节，以赛亚书。
14:14.
我们来读好不好？我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
And this verse is talking about the mentality of the evil one, and it says that I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.
我不是说我们每个人表现都像这个恶者，这个明亮之心这么狂傲，可是那个味道，那个灵就是这种倾向，对不对？我要被肯定。我要有亮度，我要人家知道我。你看我多能干，你看我多棒。
So I'm not saying that we're all like this in terms of the mentality of the evil one, but we can all relate that we have, you know, this type of attitude where we want to be recognized, we want people to see us.
我们不喜欢隐蔽无名。
We don't want to be, you know, unknown.
我们总喜欢把别人打倒来证明我比你强。
We tend to want to put others down so that we can say that we're strong.
当这个受造者，这个敬拜，带敬拜的这个天使长，他是受造者，神比他荣耀，这个是应该的嘛，对不对？
So if you think about it, this archangel, you know, this archangel of, that leads this worship, he was created by God.
他觉得神得到这种称赞荣耀太棒了，我也要这样子的称赞荣耀。
And you know, God is the creator. God deserves the glory. He's the greatest. But this archangel felt that, wow, this praise, I deserve it too.
你看这个灵岂不是弥漫在这个世界，虚浮的荣耀，不要贪图虚浮的荣耀，不要志气高大。贪图虚浮的，那个是世界的样式。
So you know this spirit, you know, is on this earth, and so we don't want to, you know, desire that type of glory, which is not good.
我们最好多多的忘掉自己，来亲近主，多多的消逝在主里面。
So The way we should do is to have less of ourselves and have more of God.
这样在不知不觉的当中，我们里边的心所要流露的，我们嘴巴所要讲的，就都出于主。
So that our thoughts and the words that we speak are from the Lord.
好，那所以。那可是我们凡夫俗子没有办法一步到位就那么属灵，对不对？好，那或许我们可以强调的来学习一个功课。
But you know, for us, we can't just, you know, quickly get to that point in a short amount of time.
就是 in the process.
But we still do this through a process.
我们来看路加福音第五章。
And so how can we do this? Let's turn to Luke chapter 5.
我们从一到十一节一起来读好吗？
Let's read verse 1 to 11.
耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去请他把船撑开，稍微离岸，就坐下，从船上教训众人。讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助。他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
Do you want me to read all of this?
David, 在不在？
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So starting from verse 1. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God,He saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, Put out into deep water, and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets.When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners.Then Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him.
在马太福音那边讲到说，耶稣在加利利湖边跟这个西门彼得的兄弟来跟随我，他们就跟随他。还有那个西比泰的孩子，西比泰的两个儿子雅各、约翰在捕网。来跟随我，他们就跟随他。原来是有这个背景的，是因为有这个经验。
So in Matthew, when we read that, you know, Jesus, when he called Peter and his brother, and also when he called James and John, the sons of Zebedee, when Jesus said, you know, come in and follow me, this is the background to it.
第五章他这边我们很清楚看到哈，因为耶稣要讲到，很多人都拥挤要来听他讲到，在那个湖边，所以耶稣就上了船，坐在船上面对那边那个广大的，可以跟他们讲到。这两艘船呢是弯在湖边，打鱼的人去洗网，那表示他们才作业过，然后要把那个网洗干净。他们去洗网了，那这两艘船停在那边。耶稣上了其中一艘船是西门的，所以西门他们也是去洗网。然后完了呢，讲完了，他就对西门说，把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。Sorry, too much.
When Jesus, you know, he was, you know, a lot of crowds were following him. And so he was trying to find a space to talk. And so he went on one of these boats. Now this was like the morning and, you know, the fishermen, they were cleaning their nets, which meant that they just got back from, you know, fishing throughout the night. So they were cleaning the nets and Jesus just got onto the boat that belonged to Simon.
那耶稣说把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。
And later, Jesus told Peter to, you know, go to the deep waters and to put down the nets.
那如果你是彼得，你的反应会怎样？
And if you were Peter, you know, what would you, you know, respond?
会跟他一样，对不对？他说，夫子，你是木匠，我是有经验的渔夫，这个是我常常在这边打鱼的，对，我很熟悉耶，哈，我昨晚整夜劳力都没有打着什么，
you know,
我才把网洗干净了。OK,
you know, you might be just like Peter, you know, it's like, Jesus, you're a carpenter, I'm the fisherman, you know, and all night we were already out there and we didn't catch anything, and we've just cleaned our nets, and now you want us to put the nets down.
你一定会很容易跟彼得这样子反应，对不对？所以这个无可厚非，对不对？但是宝贵的是彼得讲下面一句话，但依从你的话，我就下网。
So, you know, often we will probably be also just like Peter in the way he first responded, but, you know, even, praise God, even after he said that, he said, you know, but because you said so,You know, I will let down the nets.
这是路加福音五章五节，很容易记。好，路加福音五章五节，我们要学这个功课。
So this is really easy to remember. Luke chapter 5, verse 5. You know, this is a lesson we need to learn.
也许我们在生活上，我们碰到很多情况。
Perhaps in our lives, we experience different situations.
好像我们会跟耶稣说，主耶稣啊，你知道吗？这样这样这样这样，好像跟神讲很多理由，很多意见。
We might respond to God and say, you know, Lord, don't you know this and that? We might have excuses or a bunch of different reasons or suggestions.
别人听起来也觉得很有道理。
You know, and to other people, you know, they might say, yeah, this makes sense.
那可是好像又有这个话，好像是从神来的。
But at the same time, you know, we hear something from God and we feel that it's from the Lord.
也许有人跟你说，这个是从神来的。
And perhaps someone says, you know, this is a word from the Lord.
那如果我们知道是从，我们愿不愿像彼得这样，但依从你的话，主如果是你的话，我愿意顺服。
But are we able to be like Peter? If we know that it is the Lord's words, are we willing to say, but because you say so,You know, we'll follow.
我不知道我有没有跟你们讲过，我应该讲过，我曾经，有一段圣经给我很大的祝福，以赛亚书五十五章。
So I also want to share another verse in scripture that has brought me a lot of blessing, and it's in Isaiah chapter
55,
verses 8 to 11.
我跟你们讲过这个见证没有？有人可能没听过哈。
And maybe some of you haven't heard the testimony that I've shared regarding these verses.
我用我的话讲比较快哈，或者还是读圣经好了哈，我就不解释哈，很容易懂。好，我们一句一句，耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。
As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish,so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater.
我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上必然亨通。
So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
这段话是我有一次就是早期我刚到锡安追求的时候。
So this word came to me during the early days when I went to seek the Lord.
荣教士如果看到知道有青年渴慕要追求主，他就宝贝的不得了。Pearl Young,
Sister Pearl Young, she really cared about those who are young, who are eager to seek the Lord.
她鼓励人来领受神的爱，来爱神。
She encouraged them to receive the Lord, to receive God's love.
然后呢，她就觉得说爱神要实际，所以。有时候他就会让弟兄姊妹有那个表达向神表达爱的实际的机会。
She felt that it's important to have a practical experience for God's love, and so she found opportunities for brothers and sisters to show this love.
Yeah, 那个时候因为他知道我是懂一点英文。
And at that time, she knew that I knew some English.
她就给我一点恩光的东西来翻译。
So she gave me some things to.
恩光那个叫做什么？A magazine.
Okay, so she gave me this Christian magazine to help translate.
对，那。其中呢就是翻译的不多了，其中就是因为这个，所以有时候我就需要跟他一起对稿，就是我们翻译要对稿。
And through this, because I was doing this, I had to spend time with her to review and peer edit.
那当时呢因为我的一个同伴跟我说，荣教士是当今非常认识神的一个人，你有机会跟他接触，那是很难得的机会。
So this other sister, she told me that, the sister Pearl Young, she's someone who is, really close to the Lord. So, to be able to have time, to just have fellowship with her is precious.
他说，所以你只要有机会能够跟他在一起，
你
有什么生命的问题，你就可以问他。
So as long as you have these opportunities to spend time with her, you know, if you have any problems in your life, just ask her.
所以他让我们做这个都是给我们那个 privilege, 给我们 honor.
So for us being able to do that, it's a privilege.
那我从他学了很多功课。
And from her, I learned so many lessons.
有一次我就问他，我说龙教士，我翻译里面有两个字，一个叫 open-minded， 一个叫 fair-minded。
So one time I had a question for her. You know, I was translating. You know, there were two words that I was using. One was open-minded, and the other was fair-minded.
我跟他说，龙教士，这个 open-minded 跟 fair-minded， 这个英文字句我懂，好，就是心思要敞开嘛。要用公平的心思对待神嘛，哈。
So you know, in terms of these words, I understand their meaning. You know, open-minded being, you know, being open to different things, and then fair-minded, you know, having a fair and equal mindset towards God.
我说我似乎懂，可是我不是真的懂。
I feel like I know, but maybe I don't really know.Understand.
我说你能不能举个实际的例子，让我真的懂这个是什么意思？
Could you give me a real example so I can better understand these terms?
他说，柯子妹，如果有一件事发生了。
And she said, sister, if there is something happens.
那你有你的看法。
And you have your viewpoint.
可是后来你又发现。好像神有他的看法。
But later on, you feel that God has his views.
你觉得你比较聪明智慧，还是神比较有聪明智慧？
So at that point, do you feel that you have more wisdom and knowledge, or do you believe that God has more wisdom and knowledge?
我说当然神比我有智慧啊。
And so, you know, I responded and say, of course, you know, God is, you know, wiser than me.
那他说那这样你要怎么做？
And then so she asked, so then what will you do?
我说呢，我当然就放下我自己的意见，听神的。
Then I said, then yeah, I'll put down my views and accept God's.
他说这个就是 open-minded 跟 fair-minded， 你把神当神看。
And so this is what she said, this is what it means to be open-minded and fair-minded. It's allowing God to be God.
这个对我太大的帮助，很简单的道理，可是对我太大的帮助。
Now this is such a simple truth, but it's brought me so much help in my life.
因为他说，神的话出来，一定要成就神喜悦的事，那一定是对我们好的事。
Because when God speaks His words, it will bring about good things, and so it has to be when He speaks, it has to be things that will bring us.
你看十二节、十三节，下面就讲到生命的改变。
So if you look at the following verses, you know, verse 12 and 13, you know, talks about the life change that comes.
那我们如果要知道神的旨意，另外一个圣经在约翰福音七章十七节那边讲说，人如果立志要遵神的旨意行，他很容易知道什么是神的旨意。
So if we want to know to do this, we have to know what God's will is. And in John chapter 7, verse 17, it says, you know, if those who want to know what God's will is, they'll obey His words.
因为神给我们一本圣经可以读，可以认识他。
Because God gave us this Bible, His words, so that we can follow Him.
神赐给我们他真理的圣灵。
And He gave us His Spirit of Truth.
来帮我们解读圣经。
To help us to understand His word.
如果神又怜悯我们，让我们渴慕要来遵行他的旨意，那他怎么会不让我们知道他的旨意呢？
So you know, if God had mercy to give us the desire to desire His will, then how would He not also reveal His will to us?
所以一旦我们知道他的旨意，
So when we know His will,
那我们就放下自己的，这个就是背十字架，对不对？
Then we should put down ourselves, and that's the That's exactly what it means to carry our cross.
耶稣说，若有人要跟随我，就需要天天背起他的十字架。
So, you know, Jesus said, you know, if someone wants to follow him, he has to deny himself and carry his cross every day.
耶稣给我们的榜样就是虚己。
And
他从天上到地上来都是走十字架的道路。
And Jesus gave us the example of how we should live when he came down. You know, he was carrying this cross the whole time. He was humble.
对，他没有把自己跟神同等，他没有坚持说父啊，我跟你是同等的，跟你同享荣耀的。他没有坚持这个。
Even though he was God, he did not equate himself to God and use his authority as God.
因为他爱父。
Because he loved the Father.
所以他就爱父的心意能成全。
And he desired for the will of the Father to be fulfilled.
他知道天父爱世界上的罪人。
And he knew that the Father loves the sinners on this world.
希望他们能得救。
Hoping that they could be saved.
啊，只有一个方法，世人可以得救。
And there's only one way for us to be saved.
只有他穿上我们人类的肉身，然后跟我们认同，替我们死，才能还清一切罪债。
The only way was for God to come down to put on flesh to die for our sins.
才能灭绝我们的罪身。
So that he could, you know, get rid of our old nature.
所以只有这一条路。
So there's only this way.
所以他就来到地上。
So he came.
他是虚己。
He humbled himself.
倒空他自己。
He emptied himself.
让他成为一个人。
To become a man.
而且不坚持他要处在什么样的环境里。
And not to, you know, to demand that he, you know, live in some sort of environment.
我们当中有哪一个人是生在马槽里的？没有。
You know, who of us here was born in a manger?
我们比耶稣生的还尊贵多了，对不对？
The way we were born is even more honorable than for Jesus. He was born into the lowest.
他在地上活着的时候，常常有羞辱的。
And even when he was living on this earth, he faced a lot of
他否定自己。
Persecution. He let go of himself.
他明明知道这个安息日，这个犹太教他们的传统规矩是不怎么样、不怎么样的。可是天父要他安息日去做工，他听谁的？
He understood, you know, the culture and what was required about the Sabbath, but the Father told him to go and do the Lord's work, and he followed God.
可是天父要他安息日去医病人，他就这么做。
And you know, the Father, he wanted Jesus to heal the sick on the Sabbath.
他的死是自己找来的。
And you know, even his own death, you know,
因为他听天父的话。
You know, he allowed himself.
冒犯了那些宗教界人士。
You know, he caused those people who were who were religious to be offended.
他来就是要来替我们死的。
He came for the purpose of dying for us.
他是这样降卑自己。
And this is how he humbled himself.
所以耶稣说。
And that's why Jesus said.
你们如果要跟随我。
That if we want to follow him.
你们要背起你们的十字架来跟随我。
We also have to bear our own cross.
十字架就是我们对我们的己说 no.
And this cross means for us to say no to ourselves.
对神说 yes.
And to say yes to God.
这样子我们就会越来越多。每经历一个这样子的选择。我们就多一次得耶稣更丰富的机会。
And the more and more we make this decision, this choice, we'll have more and more experiences of God's fullness.
神的怜悯恩慈非常浩大。
And you know, God's mercies are so great.
再怎么坏的人。
No matter how bad a person is.
神的恩典怜悯都可以临到他，只要他愿意信靠顺服神。
God's grace and mercy can come upon that person as long as they are willing to believe and follow the Lord.
对不起，我今天还是超过时间哈。
Apologies that I still went over a little bit of the time.
多给我三分钟、五分钟，我讲最后一个例子。
Just give me a few more minutes, and I'll give one last example.
耶利米书，我最近在读耶利米书。耶利米书。
Recently, I've been reading Jeremiah.
耶利米书啊，耶利米经历七个王。
Jeremiah, he lived through the reign of seven different kings.
其中一个王是好的，约西亚。
There was one good king, Josiah.
其他的王都不好。
All the other kings were not good.
有一个王叫约雅金。
There was a king named Jehoiachin.
他只做了三个月。
He was only king for 3 months.
后来他就被掳到这个巴比伦去，他也是恶王。
And he was exiled into Babylon. He was also an evil king.
那有另外一个王，最后一个王叫西底家。
And there was also a last king named Zedekiah.
是这个约雅金王的叔叔。
He's the uncle of Jehoiachin.
他知道耶利米是先知。
And he knew that Jeremiah was a prophet.
他私底下还跟耶利米说。有没有神的话给你？
And even quietly he went to Jeremiah and asked, if there was a word that comes from God, please tell me.
耶利米就告诉他。
And so Jeremiah told him.
耶利米就劝他。
And Jeremiah he.
现在时事如何？神的心意是怎么样定局的？你听神的话，你的命就可以保住。
And Jeremiah told him, what God said, and that if you follow what God says, then your life will be preserved.
可是这个西底家呢，过去没有顺服神的习惯，信心起不来。
But this king Zedekiah, he didn't follow God in the past, so he hadn't really practiced it, so he couldn't live out that faith.
然后呢，他又想，我是王，我如果这样做。我一定会被一些人羞辱。
And he felt like, I'm a king. If I follow this way, then other people might look down on me.
所以到最后，他没有听神的话。他明明知道神的话，他没有听神的话。
So in the end, even though he knew God's word, he didn't follow God's word.
他的下局多凄惨啊！
And his destiny was so.
他眼睛被弯掉。
His destiny was so, sad, they gouged out his eyes.
在眼睛弯掉之前，他的种子在他面前被杀掉，还有一些橙子。
And even before his eyes were gouged out, all of his sons were killed before him.
他明明知道神的心意，他没有办法顺服，结果神给他的怜悯机会就错过。而这个约雅金呢，也一样是恶人，他乖乖就是被抓去巴比伦，结果。耶利米书最后讲说，约雅金啊被到那个地方37年的时候，巴比伦王就抬举他。
So for Zedekiah, he missed out on God's grace and mercy because he didn't follow what God told him to do.
耶利米书最后讲到说，最后一节。巴比伦王赐他所需用的食物，日日赐他一份，终身是这样，直到他死的日子。
But for Jehoiakim, even though he was evil, and he got exiled into Babylon, but even in the end, actually after 37 years, the king of Babylon actually released him and actually, gave him a high seat of honor and even gave him clothes and fed him. And he was able to sit at the king's table for every day until he died.
而且神应许亚伯拉罕、大卫这一条线，就是借着约雅金，他生了他的后代，从约雅金这边出来，所罗巴伯。继续延续到耶稣，神的应许仍然成就。
And it was actually through this king that God was able to fulfill His promise, through His sons and His offspring until Jesus.
所以我们求神帮助我们，我们不要再坚持以赛亚14章14节的那种灵，不要在那种灵的这个影响之下不 顺服神，我们倒要像路加福音第五章第五节，像彼得那样子的。尽管我有很多的看法，可是神啊，只要我清楚你的吩咐是什么，我愿意顺服。
So let us all, you know, not follow in the ways of the spirit of this world, like in Isaiah 4, chapter 14, verse 14. But instead, let us be, like Peter in, Luke chapter 5, verse 5. Even though we might have a lot of thoughts or how we might do things, if we know God's will, let us follow what God says.
也许我们会像约雅金一样，虽然我们还是觉得自己还是不好，可是神的怜悯大过我们一切的过犯，只要我们按着我们所知的愿意去顺服他，还是有恩典怜悯会给我们的。
So, you know, and perhaps even though we might feel like Jehoiakim, where he was not a good person, but God's great mercy was still available to those who obey and follow him.
我今天就讲到这里，你这样就明白为什么神跟我说三八八，我宁愿成为无有，消失在主里面。